The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. Lord, I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is November 5th, 2021. We're on the phone with Vincent Finelli, talking about John Stadmeyer, who passed away today around 12:35 this afternoon. And a memory we had sitting down, it was actually after Christmas, in the kitchen talking world politics. Well, I think we all three thought we had the answers to all the world's problems. It was a great memory to sit down in the kitchen there and share ideas and perspectives. I cherish that day. That was a great vacation there.
You know, we just heard Steve Voss, and we were having an expo many years ago, and John Stadtmiller did something really interesting. When we had our very first expo, I wanted to advertise it, and so I called John, and he was in a meeting. I got through to his secretary at the time. I said, "Hi, I'm Vin Finelli, and may I speak with John Stadtmiller?" She said, "Well, he's in a meeting." And I said, "Oh, okay." And she said, "Hold on, I'll put you right through." And so she interrupted his meeting, and I told him we were having an expo, and we wanted to advertise on Republic Broadcasting. And he said, "Tell you what, I'll give you a month's worth of advertising, and I'm going to charge you about $750 for it, but I'll give that to you. And take that $750 and go buy advertising on Genesis Communications Network. How about that?" Mm-hmm. And John had come to every single one of our expos. We had seven of them. And another phone call, he said, "Steve Voss, I want you to have Steve Voss come and play at the expo." And I said, "Okay." And he said he would make it happen. And so Steve gave us a discount rate, and we got a chance to meet Steve Voss. And throughout the expo, he just played what we just heard, you know, the intro to the National Intel Report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Must take America back. Mm-hmm. John touched our lives in a lot of ways. And I have a feeling that every time any one of us hears Steve Voss, the first thing we're going to think about and remember is John Stadtmiller.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a powerful song. The lyrics have a lot of impact. That's why John picked the song. Not only it's a nice catchy tune, but it's the lyrics. Lyrics alone has an impact, and you remember those lyrics quite a bit. And that's what John stood for. You know, his style, we can criticize style. We all have different styles in what we do here. I know I'm not perfect. I've gone off the handle. We've all gone off the handle here before. But the bottom line is we want the best for this country. We love this country. And we're doing what we can to bring more people in, to educate people. And I think we have an impact. We're doing better. We could do better. And I think we're going to do better. So we're going to continue on. In John's John's memory, we're going to continue.
I have a feeling that there are a lot of people who would like to express their condolences, their memories, their thoughts, and their sadness right here, right now. So why don't I jump off and let some of those who really love John weigh in.
Call in.
Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, Vince. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call, Vince. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the phones here. Let's talk to John in California.
Hi, Steve. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, John, I hear you fine.
Okay, I'm sad with John's passing. You always think about, what can happen to somebody, in the end, if they have health issues, but I think it's a little bit back of my head. Was somebody out to get him and finally found a way to do it? And I just kind of, it doesn't stay very long, fortunately, but I think when I first got involved with RBN, I think it was Rick Adams. I found his show looking through, the internet once, and that really got me going, and I always look forward to him, and then it's Deanna Spingola on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And then later on, I got into listening. I started listening to John a little bit, and he sounded, okay, fine, and I started listening more and more. This was after Michael Ribeiro, which I enjoyed a lot. And then more and more with John, and then you came in, and then Keith Rogers, and people like that, more and more, and I'm calling all the time and expressing my opinion. Sometimes I admit I don't have, John's got the guts, all I can think of the word, to express himself, and like I said, go out, that incident with the police he talked about, that was really great, and I don't know if I could do something like that, fearing for what's going to happen, but listening to what people have and getting it through. And, got me involved with Front Sight and my wife and got into that and, get my experiences about that. But I think the other big thing, between other things, was the health, all the different health hosts talking about that got me thinking, I was always trying to think about health, but even more, just before COVID, but what it got me going where I had to think about alternative stuff and I continue to do today has really helped me a lot, if anything. I mean, there's a lot more stuff, and I thank that. Thank you for that. You and your wife, you're in the health field, and you're on the same page, and it's tough. Yeah, you're arguing with friends and even family that, don't want to lose, but, I really enjoy that, and I thank you for all of that. And
you're welcome.
Hosts you've brought in, even when people leave. What are they going to find? He always comes up with somebody. Yeah. And now, he's gone. And, of course, he owns he owned the station in that. So, like I said, there's a core of you thinking, the other thing was Roger Landry and Harley Schlanger. Mm-hmm. Great people to listen to. And then Roger, setting up this other thing, it looks like it's coming to fruition. So, look forward to that in the future. So,
it's funny. It's funny, John, that when I came on here, I was not going to do anything health related. I was going to maybe, if there was a health issue and we had no idea COVID was coming, that I would probably jump in and give you my perspective of what I know and what's the truth and what's not, which it turned out well, because I pointed out a lot of inconsistencies right off the bat that this is not right. No, there's no such thing as this. So it came in handy when it came down to health issues, but I had no intention of ever coming on this network and doing a health show. Never, ever in my wildest dreams. As a matter of fact, Al Whitney was concerned that this RN was going to come on the network and do a health show. Well, Dr. Jennifer Daniels had just left. And then here's this young guy coming up here. He's going to talk health. Well, no, I had no intention of ever doing that. But with my background, if it came up and something came up to the attention that I thought I might be able to educate somebody, then I'm going to use my education to do that. But I had no idea that it was ever going to lead in this direction of talking about health issues so much. But right now is that time. I gotta teach and educate on what I know to be the truth. And I guess other hosts on the network, there's 34 of us, 33 others, other than myself. It comes in handy sometimes, I guess, whatever your trade is prior to getting behind this microphone. If it can educate people and make them better or and have an impact, then I say go for it. But I had no intention of ever having a medical show ever. Never had an intention.
No, that's fine, Steve. I appreciate that. But I thank John for having these people on in the past, and they're gone. Some have just moved on. There are websites I listen to of theirs that has helped me a lot. Uh-huh. But I think, for me, it's if one thing, that was the biggest thing up to this point, it's helped me. So I thank you very much for that. And you know, keep on going, whatever they do, whoever it is, and what they want. Because you're all moving. You've got different ideas, but they're all moving in the right direction, it seems like.
Yeah, right.
Thanks
well,
a lot.
Well, John, I thank you for your call. John, I thank you for your call.
John.
Go back to the phones here. Let's talk to Pam in Michigan. Welcome, Pam.
I extend my condolences to everyone. We've lost someone very special. I've got to tell you, I feel like I've been sucker punched.
John loved that phrase. He loved that phrase, sucker punched. I got sucker punched.
He
loved that.
Maybe
he used
that's
to use that
where
all the time.
I got it.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe that's where I got it.
Maybe so.
There have been several people in the last 6 months and in the last month or so, 6 weeks, that have been taken from us, like the truth tellers.
Yeah.
And I'm astonished. I certainly didn't expect this. I guess none of us ever expect it, but Rick Adams, Robert David Steele, Russ Dizdar, and there was another one, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But I
well,
like
the first one I remember, first one I remember was Bruce McGovern. I loved Bruce McGovern. He was on many, many years ago. He died of cancer, and he was the first host that I remember that passed away. And what an asset to the network. Bruce McGovern was awesome. I think you probably still find some of his archives out there, but he was quite an asset. Just even his voice was so, wow, I wish I had a voice like that. But he just, the message that he always brought to his show, very similar to Chris Hinckley in that presentation. Wow. But Bruce McGovern was awesome.
Hmm. Well, it does. It feels like the loss of a family member. And as you were talking, you know, the thing that came to my mind was, remember the 5th of November.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this will be a day that really will stick with me. I remember listening to John, probably since 2009, 2010, mm-hmm. and he would get so mad. And I thought, boy, this guy's going to have a coronary right on the air. and he never did, but I appreciate his passion. And I learned so much from him. He helped me to find out who my real enemies are. And, wow, I like I say, I just feel like I've been sucker punched. So there are no details as to his passing?
I've been told to kind of hold back on that for right now. I can give you more information probably a couple of days. I need to get approval, authorization,
okay.
And then I will tell you more. I do know more, but I really have been told to kind of hold back right now. Okay?
Well, just his passing. I just feel terrible. I will miss him greatly, as I know many, many, many others will too. And I'm glad to hear that there are several of you who are working towards keeping RBN going. And it was so good to hear Vince's voice. I can't find him anywhere anymore, but I miss Vince too. And we need our truth tellers. And anyway, I'll leave it at that. Thank you for being there, Steve. In fact, when I heard your voice, I'm like, oh my gosh, Steve is missing his Friday night jazz program.
Yeah, I'm missing my
That's
show.
Great.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yes,
well,
you are.
There's a reason why. There's a reason why.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for being there. And, well, we'll get through this. Thank you, Steve.
You got it. You got it. You got it. 512-248-8252. I know there are a lot of listeners out there. Maybe they have never called in before. This is your opportunity. This is kind of, we'll call this the tribute show to John Stadmiller. And John and I have had some, we've had some tug of wars, and I love it. I don't like anybody who agrees with everything I say. Does that make sense? I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I like people to disagree with me because quite often I'll come back and say, you know what? I didn't see it from that angle, that perspective. That's very interesting. Let me think about that. I like your idea better than what I had. Okay. But I always gave credit for it, too. I never pawned it off as my own idea. But John and I, we've had our shows. We had some shows. We had some drag outs. But we always came back, and he'd call me back and say, you know, that went wild. And what happened there? And, well, we decided that both of us have a lot of passion. And sometimes we bring that passion to the microphone. And it makes great radio, by the way. It makes great radio. None of it was staged. None of it was choreographed. It was just all spontaneous. Boom. I feel this way. You feel this way. And I make my point. You make your point. And sometimes it gets a little heated. And sometimes a headset gets slammed on the ground. And sometimes somebody walks away from the mic and leaves you hanging there for a little while. Does that sound familiar? That happened a couple of years ago. It's happened two or three times. I am passionate. I am passionate. John is passionate. That's what we need. That's what RBN has, passionate hosts who come here each and every day or their show times, whatever they do, they show up, they give it their all because we have a passion for truth. And that's not going away. Just because our leader of the network is not here in person doesn't mean that passion disappears. We're going to retool. We're going to reform. We're going to come back stronger than ever. And that I'm going to make sure of that. That's my pledge to you. Going to keep be coming back here, and we're going to do it. We're not giving up. We're not throwing the towel. We're not going to wave the white flag and surrender. We are going to continue. We are going to be the thorn in the side of the evildoers. We're going to call it as we see it. We're going to come back. If we make a mistake, we'll correct ourselves and take accountability. Have you ever seen that with the mainstream media? Getting it wrong and coming back and being accountable and saying we got it wrong and licking their wounds. No, they don't do that. They just move on to the next agenda. And maybe Fox once in a while, but the other two, no, they're not going to ever admit they're wrong. And then they're in the business of what? Formulating minds. I did a show on Sunday. I skipped my Sunday show this last week because I do a yearly broadcast, Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater, War of the Worlds, 1938. Original recording, October 30th, Halloween night. I gave it a different perspective this last year, and I'll talk about that on Sunday, something you probably never, ever thought about. But how did I come to that conclusion that it was maybe more than a radio drama? Because my thinking has been pushed in that direction to look at things and say, like John said, I don't think that's the way it happened. I don't think that's true. And I go a little deeper, and I do homework and research, and I find out, guess what? I found out this, this, and this. Now, my theory, my conspiracy theory, is more of a theory and saying a true conspiracy. I'll talk about that on Sunday. But that thinking came from being a part of this network and listening to other hosts and doing a lot of reading and research. I'm looking outside the box. I'm off the beaten path. And that's, we all should be off the beaten path. You know, the mainstream media, just pretty much ditch it. It's pretty much worthless. Fox, a little bit. Tucker, he knows where to stop. He knows where to draw the line. That's the sad part about it. But when you're paid, I think, $35 or $40 million, unfortunately, he knows where that paycheck comes from. So he pulls back. Stay tuned. We got more of your calls coming up. 512-248-8252. John Stadmiller, the tribute show. I want to hear from you. Give me a call.
T Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist.
This is the National Intel Report, Steve Elkins, hosting tonight's show, tribute show to John Stadmiller, who passed away this afternoon. And we're going to go back. We got a lot of calls coming here. We are going to skip the commercial breaks. We are going to go right to the phones. We're going to get everybody in today. I want to hear from you tonight. Let's start off with Mark in Kentucky. Welcome, Mark.
Yeah, if you can hear me. Okay, so I've only called in one time to Mr. Stadmiller's show, and we did not really agree, and that's fine. I never really expected him to apologize. But I do remember a time when another caller called in, and he got really upset, and he told this person to, like, go that's not a shotgun or whatever. And then it was a couple of days later, he came back and he apologized. And the thing is like, at times he was hard to get along with.
Yeah.
But like you're saying, if RBN is going to try to retool, I guess this could be a good time to maybe bring in some new blood. I'm not saying you have to do this, but something to consider. The gentleman, Don Campbell, for The Perfect Storm, he doesn't get paid for the show. He's about to quit his job. I think he might be giving his notice, or he may have gave his notice at his job today. So I know he only does a one-hour show. I know a lot of people do not agree with that gentleman's ideas a lot of the time. But I want to say him and the John Moore show pretty much, to me, are the most interesting shows on the network. I mean, not to say anything bad about it, and I love your personality. No. Mike Rovero has a great voice, but a lot of times I don't really find myself agreeing with a lot of what he's saying. But now, however, for revenue generation possibilities, because people have products, I mean, I'm not associated with these people. I only follow one gentleman on YouTube because I barely go on there. I believe his name is Corporal Kelly, and he's like does bushcraft and survival kind of videos.
Sure.
He sells a couple of products. You might want to get in contact with him. And another guy, I don't follow him at all, but I just see a lot of his stuff online a lot of times. And I don't know
Mark,
his name, but
Mark, could you do me a favor? Could you shoot me an email? Could you shoot me an email over of these people? To my email.
The Canadian Prepper, and that's it.
Okay.
And anyway, take care. Good luck.
Okay, appreciate it. Yeah, we're gonna do some different things. You know, new blood might be nice. Yeah. You know, one thing I got to say, and you already cut out on me, Mark, but I wanted to say that you may have disagreed with it, but you did start to think, and that's okay. We agree, we disagree, but you are thinking. You're thinking about what's being said, and that's the important part right now. We get people that don't really think anymore. They just follow. They're reactionary. And that's what this is all about. We need you to be thinking. Look at the big picture here. And they don't want you to see the big picture. This is what they have in store for you. This is what they want you to know. And most of the time, you got to look outside the box, go off the beaten path here, and you got to find the rest of the information, the pieces of the puzzle, and put them together, because that goes against their agenda. So at least he got you to thinking, even though you disagreed, agree to disagree, he got you thinking, and that's important. Let's go back to the phones here, and let's talk to Susie in California.
Hey, Steve. I just want to say I'm really grateful for John for creating a station and an outlet for people to be able to speak, because there's no other place, so many few places, and I'm heartbroken today. I really am. And
that's all right, Susie, I understand.
I'm so grateful for the station. And I thank you. I thank you for coming in and picking up the pieces and having the courage to be able to carry on, because I know it's not easy.
It's not.
So thank you.
You are welcome, Susie. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I've heard a lot of crying on the other end of the phone today.
Yeah,
and
not a good day.
In my line of work, you put up barriers, because if you don't put up a barrier, you're not going to last in my field. In ICU, you just don't last. Or ER, you just don't last. It's much harder to be in a situation of emotional attachment and then go through something like this. I feel for John's sisters, and I understand what they're going through right now. In my 28 years of ICU nursing, I have probably let myself become emotionally involved with at least 4 to 5 patients in that 28 years, because I do put up a wall. And now here's another wall that I never had up. And we always wondered about, like I said, we were with Vincent's Kitchen, we were talking about plan B if something ever happened. Not that it would. But I do like to be a plan B kind of guy. Where do we go? Would we continue? And that was upsetting to him. I will miss him. I will miss him, and I was very thankful for the opportunities that he gave me to come here to the network and do what I do and do what I can to educate people. I'm thankful for that, and I know he's looking down on us, and we're going to need some help from above, from the big guy, and we're going to need help from angels too, I guess, and so to tackle the evilness in this world. And I'm not done fighting. I know you aren't, because that's why you're calling in right now. And I understand the pain that you're going through right now, but please heal, hang on. We're going to get through this together, and we're going to go forward. And that's exactly what he would want us to do, to move on forward, continue the fight, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You got it, Susie.
Hey, Steve.
Thanks for the call.
Steve, this is Mike. I'm on the air. Can we bring on Dr. Horowitz for the prayer?
Yeah.
Let me just add him in here.
Yeah. And, we got Dr. Horowitz is going to come on. He's going to do a online live air prayer for us. Dr. Horowitz, are you there?
Give me one moment. I'm adding him in now.
Okay.
Got it. He's standing by. I'm really swamped here. We're going to have some of the other hosts here, too, in a few moments. But Dr. Horowitz should be popping on here in a second. I'm going to answer a phone call.
Okay.
There, he should be there now. Dr. Horowitz, are you there?
How are you?
Dr. Horowitz, you're there. Yeah.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Is that Steven?
This is Steve.
Yeah, and Mike. Thanks, Steve. Dr. Horowitz. Appreciate you.
Hi.
Yes, Dr. Horowitz. Will you lead us in prayer tonight for John Stadler? Would you lead us in prayer, please?
I would be happy to, Steven. Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Sure.
Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings, for giving us John Stadtmuller for so many wonderful years. We thank you for what John has done. He's really created the most enlightened group in the United States in terms of the Patriot community. He's dedicated his life, and we ask for his soul and spirit to be uplifted in your glory, that you surround him with angels of love and protection and enable him to do and continue to do what he's always done, which is fight for human rights, fight for we the people, and be a crusader for truth and justice in the American way, which is rare today, Heavenly Creator. We ask for you to see John in his soul and his spirit as he rises to you and joins others who are similarly situated. And we ask for the angels of not just protection, but really the retaliation that's due and necessary under this time of battle, embattlement. We ask for Michael, Archangel Michael, to be called in besides John's side. We ask for the enemies of John and the enemies of we the people to be vanquished as John held in his heart to do all of these years. For years and years, Heavenly Creator, John has been your humble servant. He has aided and abetted and supported persons like myself and Steve and John Moore and all of the people that had to have a venue and to express their voice. And John was always there to provide that venue. So, Heavenly Creator, we ask a special blessing and acceptance and love and basically embracing John Stadtmuller for all of the blessings that he's administered over all these years, and that those of us who have known him and benefited by this network, RBN, and John's work, we give a special praise and hallelujah for John, his life, his legacy, his glory in Republic Broadcasting Network. We thank you, Heavenly Creator, for sustaining that in whatever way that you feel that is appropriate, and John's loved ones and fellow citizens and spokespersons and hosts and all of those supporting staff and the engineers and the phone operators and everybody else at RBN, that we take solace and we take joy in what John has left behind, and that because of this legacy and the importance of this work, we ask you, Heavenly Creator, to lay out a perfect blessing and anointing of sustaining RBN and all the people who are being able to contribute because of this venue that John provided. So again, Heavenly Creator, we thank you for your glorious blessings. We thank you for uplifting us in your Holy Spirit of love and the power of healing and sustainability, and sustaining us, Heavenly Creator, in this spirit to do this work and continue to do this work in service to you and your people. We thank you, Heavenly Creator. Praise you, Heavenly Creator. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua, blessed Messiah, for giving us John Stottmuller over all these years. And we ask for you to literally enable him to rest in peace. In Yeshua's blessed name, I thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for that prayer. I appreciate it.
God bless you, brother.
We got a lot of calls. We got to get them all in. We got some hosts lined up here on the network. They're going to be giving their accounts and their experiences of John Stottmuller. And we're going to go right back to the phones here. We got to do kind of a lightning speed round here. We are cutting all the commercial breaks, but let's keep it down to a couple minutes each. Thomas in New Mexico, you're next up.
Yeah, I'll make it real fast. I'm very sorry to hear about John passing away. I'm shocked, and I'm very emotional. And John, if you could hear us, or I just want to say I love you, John. You're a brother in the Lord Jesus, and I'm very hurt. I'm very emotional right now. I want to cry. I'm very, very upset hearing about this. John Stottmuller was really loved by a lot of people. He is family. And thank you, Steve, and God bless you, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Let's go back and talk to one of our hosts, follows my show, actually, on Sunday, Mr. Robert Ravolt on Skype, too. Robert, are you there?
Looks like I lost Robert.
Okay. Let's go on, and then he'll call back. Let's get Robert back on later on. Catherine in Maine, you're on the show.
Hi, I'm very sad, and it's weird because I never called into John's show, but he was always the place you could go when something happened, you know what I mean, and he was going to shoot you straight. And I can see him out there getting out and defending that young man and his rights and going to jail for it. And I've needed someone to stand up beside me before, and I couldn't find a man with backbone. And John was a man with backbone. So he left his mark, and but I'm really sad. I'm actually shocked. I feel sucker punched like the other woman. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but I'm glad that he didn't suffer, though. And no, he left a legacy. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You did. Thank you for the call, Catherine. Appreciate that. Back to the phones here. Let's talk to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Steve. I'm sorry, Emma. Emotional, but I always love talking to you and John. I'm in shock.
I know. A lot of people are.
You guys are an awesome team. You're an awesome team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot to be said there. And there's not enough time, but you know what? You know what I remember about John is that even if I annoy him, God love him, he indulged me. He indulged me. He would listen to everything I said. And sometimes he'd be amused and he'd bring up the emotional tampon thing, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was a funny guy.
Yeah.
And
he was.
I'm in shock.
There was a movie many years ago. I was a huge fan of called Talk Radio. Eric Bogosian playing a talk radio host. That I remember talking to John. We were sitting down having dinner for the first time. I said that your style, that you go right after like a bull. You go after the topic and the caller. You know, if the caller's off, you're going to challenge him. And it's kind of similar to that movie plot in Talk Radio. Eric Bogosian playing Barry Champlain. That had a bad ending, but in a different way. But I love the style. And you can't copy that style. That style is innate. It's inside. That ability to turn things on to get people riled up. And you get them riled up, then they want to activate and do something to make change. You have the ability to do that. That's something that most people will never get, the ability to rile people up to get change. And that's what he taught me. That's what he's brought to this network. And we could all probably do a little bit more of that, pushing buttons.
Yeah, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
And you mentioned it earlier, and I kind of wonder about this as well. Mm-hmm. Is that he felt compelled to go to Michigan to visit with his family?
He did.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, men are different than women, right?
Yeah.
And I just wonder if he knew something, like if God whispered in his ear that you don't have much time left, so you better go visit your family.
Might have. He didn't tell
and
me.
All he told me was, I have to go. And what?
All he told me was, I have to go, Steve. And I said, well, take a couple days, get your health better, and then make the trip. That's my advice I gave him. I said, you should stay longer, but you're not going to listen to me. John never, sometimes he didn't listen. I said, get your health back and then take your long trip and see your family. No problem with that.
I loved that man. He was awesome. You know, I mean, he would indulge me whenever I called in. He might get a little pissy, but, he was a fiery one, but yeah. I think he took a little bit a softer, quote, glove, end quote, if you will, with the women that called in. He was a little more, he had a heart, that he didn't call women out on the carpet, if you will. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him a lot. You know, we had a lot of good conversations, a little banter here and there, but...
Yeah, sure, yeah.
He was awesome. And I do appreciate his broadcast, and I hope it gets... I hope it, steps up to the standards of, and I appreciate you guys taking it on and keeping it going. And, he's going to be missed, okay? I'm going to miss him a lot.
I'm sure you will. We all will, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Rhonda,
okay, thanks.
Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call.
Okay, bye.
John in British Columbia, you're on. John, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Steve. Sorry. Long-time listener. I remember back in the day, first time I went to RBN, and John was selling his Harley to fund the network. And I always loved John. I loved how prickly he was. He never suffered any fools. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he would have liked too much... no smarminess about him. He was a tough character. I'm gutted. He's dead. I'm shocked. I thought he was one of a kind. I remember him, and I'm shocked. And I hope he's resting in peace and having a bit of a chuckle about all the people calling in. Anyway, I'm going to hang up and I'll listen to your response offline. Thank you. Bye.
All right. I will get back to the calls. Thank you for the call. Nancy in California, you're on the show.
Yes, I just wanted to give my condolences to John's family, to all the listeners, to his talk show host, and he's going to be missed. He was ornery, but that's exactly what we need in this day and age, fighting the battles that we're fighting. So he'll be missed. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that, Nancy. Andrea in Oklahoma, are you there?
Yes. Good evening. Mm-hmm. John Stadtmuller was a true American. He played the music, We've Got to Do Something About America. He started this station to reach out and touch people. He went to Washington to stand by an elected president that was stolen from him. He cared about this nation. He cared about the people that live here. He wanted it to be a wonderful country like we all used to know, and he was willing to do whatever it took to try and get people to understand what the truth was. He was tired of the lies on the television. He wanted to bring it to you, and God bless him wherever he is, and yes, he is listening. Sometimes, and there's thousands of books of this, and it's something people need to think about, is what you think about, you bring about. Now, if we're all thinking negative thoughts about where this country's going, we need to think positive thoughts about what we want this country to be. And that is important. And as long as we continue to dwell on how bad it is, it will be bad. We need it to be good again. And he was a true American. It took a lot of guts to start this business and stick with it every day, on year after year, and watch it get worse and worse and worse. God bless him wherever he is. He was a true American. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Andrea. Appreciate that. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Lou in Illinois. Lou, are you there?
Steve, so sorry to hear about the passing of John. He was a true American, a true patriot, and we'll all miss him for sure. And like you, I sat in Vinny's kitchen with John till 3 o'clock in the morning one night, talking about all this stuff.
Did you find out any world problems? Did you solve anything, Lou?
Oh, we solved everything. Of course we did.
Yeah, that was fun. I know.
Yeah. And
did the same thing.
And that one gal that called in looking, saying she was glad to hear Vinny's voice, he's on GCN 9 to 11 every day. He's got a two-hour show on GCN. And a couple of the other hosts that had passed that come to my mind was Alan Stang, Bruce G. McCarthy. I don't know if you remember those guys.
Love Bruce. Bruce is great.
Oh, yeah. Boy, he had it down, didn't he?
Oh, I loved him.
I got all of his stuff recorded, in fact. So, but, yeah, I'm so sorry to hear about John. He was a true patriot, a good friend. You know, I saw him every time he went to one of Vinny's expos. But, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years in a row. Saw him a couple times a year. Always talked to him. Great guy. We'll miss him. Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate the call, Lou. Appreciate it. Surprised I didn't meet you there when I was there at Vinny's.
We probably should.
A lot of people came over. I met a lot of people that weekend, that whole week I was there. So I'm surprised
I wasn't there that week. I was there probably, I would say, around Thanksgiving before that Christmas, or maybe a year before, something like that, at Vinny's with John.
Well, I'll never forget. We went to a tinfoil hat party.
Oh, really?
We really did. I'll talk more about that some other time, but a tinfoil hat party. Everybody wore a tinfoil hat. I kid you not.
I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that sometime. Hey, I need to move on here. Appreciate the call. Got to move on here. We got more. I'm going to bring up two at the same time here, Chris Hinckley and Chris Steiner, who are on Skype. Welcome, guys.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, hi, Steve. Thanks for having us. This is Chris Steiner.
Hey, Chris Hinckley.
All right, who wants to go first?
Well, this is Chris Steiner. I'll just briefly say that I think that someone of John's sincerity, who I know I'll miss, like so many other hosts, and I know how much I miss them instantly, and even if their death was expected, but someone of his sincerity, I know, is doing well with feeling how wondrous the union is with God, and that's what I think that I want as a group meditation and prayer to urge him to realize that it is that wonderful and encircle him with a golden white light, and that's what I would do with anybody who passes away, but for someone as him, it makes it so much easier to have that prayer, and I think that's about all I have to say.
All right. Chris Hinckley.
Well, you know, first of all, my condolences to John's family and loved ones. When I heard the news this morning, all I could say was, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I agree he was indeed ornery, and that is indeed what we need. Didn't we all think that John was bulletproof, invincible, and indestructible?
Yeah.
I think we did.
No, I know. He ballsy to the very end. I was really surprised when he decided to go to D.C. for the rally. I was like, are you serious? You're really going to go? No, I'm going to go, Steve. I've got to do this. This is important. And I couldn't. I had some other obligations. I couldn't go. I'd love to go on. But keep me in the loop here. Give me calls along the way. And he did. He gave me updates when he was there. And, you know, he participated in history. The pushback stopped the steal. And that's very admirable. Very admirable.
Well, Edward Abbey observed, grown men do not need leaders, but we are all, generally speaking, you know, we are all fiercely independent. I think everyone who is a part of this network, you know, whether broadcaster or listener, feels that way. But we have lost our fearless leader, and he truly was fearless with, I would say, an unmatched swagger. John Stadmiller was cut from the rugged old cloth forged by the old guard, particularly Jack Otto himself.
Yeah,
and he will never be forgotten and can never be replaced. But like you said, Steve, the passion is not gone, and we are going to continue. No. In fact,
right.
May I add to what you said? We will redouble our efforts, because that's exactly what John would want, and
he
would give us a serious dressing down for anything less. So,
right.
Last thing I would say is, Larkin, Texas reminds us, you're not what you think, you're not what you say, but you are what you do. And John, that's one distinction, you know, about John. John was a doer. I mean, the broadcast is a broadcast, but like you said, John was out doing.
Yeah,
and we need to be doing.
Right. Agreed. Chris Hinckley, Chris Steiner, host on the network, thank you so much for calling in and giving your memories. I appreciate it. Back to the phones here. Let's do a speed round here. I want to get everybody in. John in Michigan, you're up next.
Well, I hope I can make it through, Steve. I met John back, or listened to him back in the 90s, and then he came up to Northern Michigan to help us fight the UN. And he was here 2 years in a row, and I developed a great relationship with him. I spoke with him last week, in fact, and he was checking up on me. Here he is, down for the count, and he's checking up on me. I've been under the weather for about 6 weeks, and he was everything that anybody would want in a friend. That he just was one of the best people I've met, and I just thank God that his soul is at rest now, because this is something that I'm sure was very challenging on him. But I was honored to know him for over 20 years. And for him to call me when he was sick was just about as honorable as you can be.
Thank you. Thank you for that memory. John, I'd like to keep you on a little longer, but I've got to squeeze a few more in.
No, I understand. No, I was just fortunate.
Go back to Texas. Earlin, Texas, you're on the show. Make it kind of quick. I've got two more behind you.
Yes, sir. Earlin, thank you for taking my call on behalf of my wife and myself. Our condolences to the passing of John. He was a great patriot, and I don't know, about a month ago he had called the house to my house, and I sat there on the porch. We talked for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and it was the first time I ever talked to him like that. I don't call much into the programs, but I listen all the time, and I really appreciated his efforts, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Earl. Back to the phones here, and we're going to talk to Ed in Utah. Welcome, Ed.
Steve.
Ed, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, I hear you, Ed.
Yes.
You're live.
A very grim day. A very grim day. I got the news a few hours ago myself. Listen, he's not replaceable. If rattle off some names, no, that's not going to work. Listen, his background, not only is he a good talker, not only did he get the word out through his voice, but the RBN News Service, second to none in the industry, in my belief. But also, people need to remember, he launched Genesis, if I'm not mistaken, Steve, which launched the InfoWars. John,
yes, he did.
Started, if
he did.
You if you look at it in that way, a lot of what Alex Jones went on to do, getting some of his word out. So he launched I know he didn't like to look at it that way, that he launched InfoWars, but he did, through the Genesis Network that he founded, the Republic International. But also, people need to remember, a doer, he started two-thirds of all the militias in this country back in early 90s to go up against that other worthless, no-good-nick, Bill Clinton and the Brady Bill. That's John Stadmiller, he's a man of action, Steve, and he took action as needed, both on the physical and the intellectual realm, second to none. He's not replaceable. In fact, whoever is going to have to sit in his helm has to be able to do what he's doing, not just the information, but he's not afraid to woo in the Israeli Jewish lobby. He'll talk against them if they're plotting against his country. There are a lot of hosts that won't do that. And
hey,
in
Ed,
all due respect,
Ed,
I must say...
I hate to cut you off, Ed. I've got three more. I've got to get everybody in. I appreciate your call. I need to move on, though. Thank you for your call. Tom in Baltimore, make it kind of fast. You got two more behind you. Tom in Baltimore.
Steve, I just want to extend my deepest condolences for the loss of your friend and for Mr. Finelli. It's been a long time since I've listened to and spoken with Mr. Finelli, like the other caller. It was great to hear his voice. I followed Mike Rivera to this network after he left YouTube, and just happened to have the station on afterwards, and that's how I got acquainted with Mr. Stadmiller. You know, he had a very unique quality of charm, passion, knowledge, and in particular his candor was particularly refreshing in this day and age. And you share those same qualities, Steve. So again, my condolences go out to everyone who's affected by his tragic loss.
Thank you for the call. I need to move on. I do. Thank you for the call. I got to move on. Got two more here. Andy in Texas, make it quick. You got one more behind you. Andy in Texas,
I'm
going to
make it real quick. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. You remember when John Stadmiller, he'd be talking for a long time, he'd be, well into the second hour, maybe 15 minutes in there, and he'd be like, where the hell are all the callers? What are you, people all asleep out there? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, these are the times you remember of a gentleman that, did what he was supposed to do. And that's all I got. You need to have another show, and let's do this again.
I appreciate it. John Twitchell up next, host on the network. John Twitchell, are you there?
I am. Thanks for letting me on. So I'll just make this quick. I was privileged enough to be able to call him friend, and we talked much about the audience. And the things that I think he would say is you were his friends and his family as well. My condolences to all of you as well as his family. And don't forget, keep the fight up. And now he gets to go and join the great ones, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin. He gets to go join them in the fight along with the Adams brothers.
I tell you what, John, I'm thinking right now, John is up there and he's battling back and forth right now with Rush Limbaugh right now.
He gets to look him in the eye and finally say,
he does. He says, what the heck were you thinking? Come on, let's talk this out. All right. I'm going to close out the show tonight with Kenny G, a song that seems very appropriate for the tribute show tonight. The live version from recorded live in Seattle. Kenny G, Going Home. It just fits. Good night.